inverted chord is one in which the third or the fifth is the lowest note instead of the root. So if you have a C chord, the first inversion C chord would be E, G, and C instead of C, E, and G. An inside note is a note that belongs to the simple major or minor chord that's being played at the moment. Key note is the same as tonic or the first note of a scale. Leading tone is the seventh degree of the scale. Ledger line is the lines of a one line in a staff in standard notation. Linear melody is a melody that tends to move in a narrow range of notes, as if on a horizontal plane, contrasting with a vertical melody, which is characterized by big leaps and a lowest and highest note that are quite distant from each other. Major triad is a root, third, and fifth of a major chord. Major scale is the division of the octave into seven intervals by using the pattern ho-ho-half, ho-ho-ho-half. Median is the third degree of the scale, and also the chord built on this, the three chord. Melisma, a technique by which a singer ornaments a melody, common in soul and blues styles. The 1990s melisma was to take extremes by soul divas and occasionally R&B stars, seemingly intent on showing off vocal techniques. In such cases, melisma can overwhelm the original melody and abuse that's an integral part of the singer's vice over souling, i.e. S-O-L-I-N-G, over souling. Melody, a sequence of notes divided into phrases to which words are sung, the central interest in a song. Middle eight is another name for the bridge. Minor chord is a triad formed by intervals of 1.5 tones and then two tones, i.e. C, E flat, and G is a minor C minor chord. C to E flat is a step and a half, and E flat to G is two whole steps. Mixolydian is a scale formed by lowering the seventh by a semitone. In other words, C mixolydian is C, D, E, F, G, A, B flat. Modal minor, the natural minor scale. This is the same thing as Aeolian. In other words, A natural minor is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Modulation, the prepared movement into a new key. Most key changes in popular songs are sudden transpositions of whole sections, such as a chorus, often with no evident modulation process. Motif, a short melodic or rhythmic figure or musical theme. Outside note, melody note that's not in the chord, like a 2, 4, or 6 over a triad would fall into that category. A passing note, a note that occurs between two inside notes. Peak note, the highest note a singer can get without resorting to falsetto. Melodies can be carefully structured around this note. The fourth of five pitch points. Pedal note, a melody note that remains the same while chords change below it, creating varying amounts of harmonic tension. Pentatonic scale, a type of scale with only five notes. The most common are the major pentatonic, which is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and the minor pentatonic, which is 1, flat 3rd, 4, 5, flat 7. Perfect cadence is a 5 to a 1 chord, like G to C in the key of C. Phrase, a short melodic unit, usually 1 to 4 bars in length. Several phrases make up a song section, such as a verse. Pitch identity, a note referred to by its pitch name, C, E, G, etc., as opposed to harmonic function, which is the number of the scale that's given. Pitch identity remains the same regardless of which degree a note is in any moment, which means a C is a C is a C no matter what chord it's on. But when you use harmonic function, the number will change based on the underlying chord, as previously described. Pre-chorus, the part of a song that leads from the verse to the chorus. The pre-chorus usually has the same words on each occurrence, whereas the verses change lyrics. A good pre-chorus creates a sense of anticipation for the approaching chorus. Plus one, a technique whereby one bar is added to a standard 4, 8, 12, or 16 bar section, and it's done to support a slightly stronger lyric line to increase the drama and suspense before a new section, and hold up or to hold up the movement of chords to allow a melody several more beats, or to add a touch of asymmetry. A quarter note is one beat. A quaver is the English way of saying an eighth note. Rate of chord change, the frequency with which chords change from bar to bar or within a bar. Relative chord slash key. Every major chord slash key has a relative minor. So A minor is the relative minor of the key of C, for example. A rest is a period of silence between a period of silence in a bar or bars. Root, the note in a chord after which the chord is named. Scale, division of the octave into eight notes from which chords, melodies, and sense of key is generated. Most melodies derive from major scale, natural and harmonic minors, and Mixolydian or Dorian modes, and the pentatonic scales. Second time option. This is a technique whereby the song section is repeated, but a change is made to its last bar or two bars, either by insertion of different chords and melody notes or by making the last bar or two of the first of a new section. Semibreve, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, B-R-E-V-E, is the English word for a whole note. Semitone is a half step, basically. Spoiler is the appearance of a note in a place or manner that prevents a later appearance from being as musically effective as it could be. In a melody, this might be an undesired occurrence of a note in one bar which will be wanted in the next bar, so the melody sounds static when you get to that next bar, and so it's a little bit anticlimactic. Stave, a set of five parallel lines on which standard notation music is written. Subdominant, the fourth degree of the scale or the four chord in a key. Submediant, the sixth degree of the scale or the six chord. Supertonic, the second degree of the scale or the two chord. Suspension, the temporary removal of the third of the chord, replacing it with either the two or the four of the scale. Syncopation, placing accented notes on the offbeats, resulting in a distinctive rhythmic effect by which the melody or chord seem to be pulling forward ahead of the regular beat. Telescoping, a technique whereby a chord sequence is made to last twice as long as it has elsewhere, not by slowing down the tempo, but by doubling the number of beats in each chord. Telescoping is a mild form of disguise, so a songwriter can get away with using the same chord sequence for a verse and a chorus, for example. A melody telescoped at the same time would need to be augmented, the notes, i.e. the notes stretched to fit, although this may not sound quite right. It may be necessary to alter one or two melody notes to make it sit with the chords. Tempo is the speed of the music measured in beats per minute. Melodies are tempo sensitive. The faster the tempo, the fewer syllables of a lyric can be put into a song. As the tempo of a melody quickens, the shorter duration notes, such as 16ths and 8th notes, become steadily harder to articulate. A fast tempo does not force a melody to be fast. You could just simply use long notes, just as a slow tempo does not force a melody to be slow. It cannot, however, be independent of the time signature, which determines the total note value in a bar. Three-chord trick, a song written with only three chords, usually 1, 4, and 5. Through composed, a melody in which there are no separate repeated phrases to build it up. The whole melody is like a single phrase. Tie, a symbol which joins one note to another of the same pitch. Time signature, two numbers placed at the start of a piece of music which indicates the type of beat and how many beats that would make a bar. This has nothing to do with tempo. The commonest time signatures are 4-4, 3-4, 12-8, 6-8, 2-4, etc. Tone, measurement of pitch. For example, it's basically in this glossary the same as a whole step. Tonic, the first degree of the scale. Tonic minor, minor chord or key that has the same root as a tonic, i.e. C minor is a tonic minor of C major. Counterintuitively, C minor is actually more distant key than C's relative minor, A minor, but that's a story for another day. Transposition, the moving of a melody, phrase, or chord up or down by a certain pitch, preserving the harmonic relationships of the original, but starting from a new pitch. This is often used to generate excitement around a final chorus by pitching it up a whole step. Triplet, three notes played or sung on the beat in time that would normally be taken to play two notes. Turnaround, a type of chord sequence with three or four chords lasting two, four, or eight bars. To be a turnaround, it has to be played at least twice in any one section of a song. 12-bar, a verse structure central to blues, rock and roll, R&B, and rock, usually using 1, 4, and 5 chords. Traditional 12-bar has a 4-bar melody repeated twice, with a second phrase occupying the last 4 bars. Lyrically, this would usually result in a 2-verse line, the first line being sung twice, and the different chord with a different chord underneath the second time around. Tyranny of 4. Cautionary name and habit among songwriters of letting number 4 dominate, so that a 4-chord song in 4-4 has a 4-verse melody, phrases, and chorus with a 4-chord turnaround repeated 4 times, followed by a 4-bar link, etc., etc. Unpacking a chord, method for creating melodic ideas from the intervals of the chord itself. Verse, the expository part of a song leading to the chorus, setting the scene lyrically and musically for the song. Vertical melody, one that features large intervallic leaps in both directions, up or down.